there, boys and girls. Would you like to come on a wonderful trip with me?
Welcome to Electric Talk. Presented by Electric Hawk.
Welcome here, Hawklings. My name's Tony. Thanks for joining us on this first and prime episode
first
of Electric Talk. I have my good friends Connor here and Evan.
What's up?
We are going to be discussing the subject of Electric Hawk and what exactly is Electric Talk.
So Tony, I got a question for you.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Connor?
Try not to laugh. What's Electric Hawk? What does Electric Hawk mean to you?
Electric Hawk.
I don't like it. I don't like how I said that.
You can repeat it.
All right, take two. All right, Tony. What is Electric Hawk?
To me, Electric Hawk means a underground news outlet, independent music label run by the fans for the fans.
Nice. Well said.
What's Electric Hawk mean to you, Connor?
It's too formal. I can't stop
laughing.
That
could be a business statement.
Yeah.
Or what do you call it? Not a business statement.
Mission statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, mission statement. No, I think that's the best way to put it. It's from the fans for the fans.
Straight from the underground.
Like, yeah. As it was put so well in the Zed's Dead and fuck, wait.
No, cut that out. We'll get fucking mean.
wait, hold on. What's the song I'm thinking of though?
What, straight from the underground? Bass
not,
acting?
Yeah, well that one. Hold on. No, bass? not.
The I'm gonna leave you in the ground.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking of.
I know.
Wait, hold, let me get there on my own.
I'm gonna put you underground.
No, I'm definitely editing this out because I just can't.
No, we gotta keep it now.
Oh, we're keeping it now.
No, I can't handle the fucking bass heads coming after me.
I can see the Your EDM article right now. Electric Talk host doesn't even know Zed's Dead song.
Oh my god, I still can't. I can't even think of the album right now.
Fuck.
Oh my god, I can't even think of the album. Oh my god, hold on. This isn't funny.
You're still thinking?
We are Deadbeats. Alright, we got there. Okay.
It literally just came out, dude.
Sound of the Underground! That's what I said!
It. Oh.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I was right the whole time.
Sound of the Underground. Pow, 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 pow.
Wait, why are you like, oh, you don't even, that's not the same song. That's exactly the right song.
I have sources confirming that Tony's
No, I was dead right the entire time.
I'm sorry I didn't trust you.
Was I wrong?
I don't know, not really.
No, Evan said that I was a Bass Nectar song, right?
I didn't say anything about Bass Nectar.
No, I made all
accusations. Oh, Tony, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know, that's why I said sources have confirmed for Festival that Tony's a moron.
Okay.
I didn't,
well...
Okay, yeah.
I'm right with leaving it in now. I was right.
Oh, we're cutting it out.
That was a rough start.
Anyway.
We immediately lost all credibility.
Evan, what?
Everyone,
what is
everyone shut
me
off
to
the
you,
episode.
Evan.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't...
All right.
Yeah, Evan, you're up.
So, Electric Hawk. What it is...
Put it better than I did.
It's multifaceted. It's a music blog.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it's a record label. It's a platform mm-hmm. to connect fans to their favorite artists that they might not have heard of yet. It's the mm-hmm. underground music scene. It's the future of mm-hmm. music. And Electric Hawk connects the fans to that scene.
Yeah.
Very well put.
That's pretty good.
Very well put. Yeah, that
it's
was
also
really
bad
good.
Branding because none of us are Hawks and none of us are
that
plugged
in. That was off
in.
The dome,
yeah.
by the way. Kind
off
of
the
impressive.
Dome.
Nice. That was impressive.
I usually freeze up.
Also, Electric Hawk is... the center for your wave music needs. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm. Rebirth was great. Also, I got a shout out. If we're talking about Rebirth, I have to shout out Levity just because I have to.
Yeah.
So shout out Levity.
Shout out another great song on there. All the songs on there are phenomenal.
But yeah, honestly, but yeah, all the songs.
Leading the charge in wave music.
And waving at music events, because we're friendly.
Yeah.
I feel like that's accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
that's so true. Connor, what would you say Electric Talk is? I mean, you seem to be, you know, not the pioneer, but I feel like you have a good understanding, you know, of what our mission is here.
I would say he's the pioneer.
Go ahead. I don't know.
I'll let you talk. I'll let him know why you're the pioneer, but I'll let you finish.
So, yeah, I think it piggybacks right off of what Evan was saying about kind of bringing a side of artists to fans who they might not have seen before, maybe more of the personal side of them. And when I had initially I slid in Evan's DMs a couple, almost not quite a year, but we're getting there. This has been in the making for a while.
This is a long time coming. It really is.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm nervous. You can hear it in my voice. But basically what I said to him was that I want to make something, which now there's a couple of different shows that kind of center on electronic music, but I wanted to basically start a podcast that was like a conversation about electronic music, but informal and laid back and fun, where it's not just like kind of reading the headlines and kind of going through the motions. And then Evan was on board with it, and Tony joined us a couple, like a month or two probably after that. And since then, that's what we've kind of been trying to do. We've got a couple of awesome guests lined up. But yeah, it's all going off of the same kind of idea that is at the core of Electric Hawk, which is from the fans for the fans, showing them or giving the fans a side to the artists that they might not see even outside of music. And hopefully just giving, I mean, especially now with everything going on, I think it's important to be informed, obviously, don't get me wrong, but it's also important to like take a step back and kind of get lost or enjoy yourself at least for an hour or so. So hopefully that's what we'll be able to do with Electric Talk, I would say, is provide, even if it's just an hour or so a week, hopefully an enjoyable escape from day-to-day life and listen to some interesting conversation about electronic music.
Well said.
Well said.
I'm not a marketer like Evan.
All right, so welcome to Evan. The first wet run. so we're going to start off with some introductions.
Yeah.
And Evan's going to go
Evan,
first.
You start.
Oh, man, I wasn't told this.
You're good at marketing. Yep. Just market yourself.
This is all part of that informal style we're bringing. We're not telling anybody the plans.
Well, that's fair enough, I guess. So, yeah, I'm Evan. I'm 26 years young, hailing from Kansas City, Missouri. Go Chiefs. I wasn't raised in Kansas City. I grew up a Rams fan in St. Louis. But, you know, go Chiefs still.
Wow.
So I still go Chiefs. I was here for the Super Bowl.
Heard you loud and clear. He's a front runner. Loud and clear.
Yeah, so I guess it would probably be helpful for you guys to know what kind of music I like. I like a lot of music. Specifically in the EDM electronic music scene, I would say melodic dubstep has been a go-to since the beginning. So that's probably my number one. I will say recently, we were talking about this earlier, Liquid D&B has been quite the journey and rabbit hole down I go for that one. So I would say Liquid D&B as well. And yeah, you know.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
My favorite artists, yes. Oh. Thank you for taking me out of that hole that was about to go down. favorite artists. So if you would have asked me a year ago, I would have said Zed's Dead. And they are still probably my number two.
Watch your step.
But recently, I've just been really, really feeling Flume and all of his projects that are coming out.
That's fair.
And have been out for a while. But I've listened to Flume for a long time. And anytime I listen to it, I've just realized I never skip a song that is from Flume. remix or mix or song or anything. So, you know, there are a few ZZ songs where I'll skip just because I might not be in the mood.
Evan, we're not trying to lose fans here.
I still love ZZ.
Everyone's just shutting off the episode.
No, but Flume's my number one currently.
Yeah,
but that changes from a day-to-day basis. But also Zed's Dead. Who else? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like wave music. I'm still kind of digging into that scene.
Good.
Ooh, I'll also say EEPROM. Freaking love. I love that experimental sound.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes hand in hand with Flume. They can do like cool stuff mm-hmm. with like music and what they can do with
a lot of granular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and also Virtual Self. Maybe not in the same category as EEPROM and Flume. Different style, but definitely up there with them.
Equally unique. Yeah.
And G Jones. I could go on and on. I better stop. So I'll stick with that. That was a terrible elevator pitch, by the way. I'm so sorry. And
he's also a Millennium fan. We're all big Millennium fans. I don't know why you're hiding from that.
What? No.
I would say I'm a big Millennium fan, especially since... Only because...
Who is this guy?
Only because, I mean, I can't consider myself a big Millennium fan when Tony is here, who is clearly
That's
a big
fair.
Millennium
That's
fan.
That's fair. You're right.
I'm not watching his live show right now. I'm muted.
Exactly. Millennium used to be like my number one fave back when I first found him in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I still like it. It's not that I don't like his music. I just have gone down other paths as well, you know?
Yeah, I feel
Only have one.
I mean, that's right. That's right. Compared to Tony, none of us are none of us are Millennium fans.
Oh, that's not true. Everyone can be an millennial, bro. I'm not the gatekeeper.
Millennial bro or millennial?
That's true.
They tried to hire me. They contacted me. I was like, no thanks. I'm busy. I got Electric Talk things.
We have a gatekeeper position. He might be interested in, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thanks, Evan. It's real great to hear about you. So next up, we got... Who else do we have on the list? Oh, Connor. So, Connor, tell us a little about yourself.
All right. I'm Connor. I am... we're doing ages. I'm 25, if you're counting, from New York. I am a Zed's Dead stan, a fanboy. Unlike Evan, I've never skipped a song of theirs.
All right, well, come on.
No, I definitely would say Zed's Dead is my favorite. I guess starting with genres, I guess, to not get too specific, but... I honestly have found, especially recently, because I've been jumping around so much, that I pretty much will listen to anything electronic.
Yawn. Everyone says
I'm a little bit pickier. No, I'm being serious, though. Well, okay. If you're going to make me... If we're really trying to, like, divide our audience right from the jump, I probably would skip most hardstyle songs that come on, but literally anything outside of that I like. Not even just to listen to, like, I'll like, especially recently, now that I'm, like, really listening to a lot of drum and bass, but I would say favorites are, honestly, any sort of bass music, and as of the past, like, year and a half, house music, I've become a huge house fan. Used to be, and still do like it a lot, big rhythm guy. I know that's going to be a controversial topic, but... I personally love rhythm, and especially when it started, it was like, I'll probably get a lot of heat for this too, but it wasn't unique, but it was like different, especially coming from not listening to a ton of electronic music. First hearing like the repetitive, like ridiculous rhythm sound, I was like, oh shit, and that kind of caught my attention. So I would say, yeah, definitely any sort of bass music, whether it's dubstep or drum and bass or experimental stuff, and tech house and deep house are definitely my favorites, which is why I like Zed's Dead so much, because they pretty much make all of the genres that I love and, in my opinion, do it as good as anybody else. Not that it's competition. But outside of Zed's Dead, I would... say some of my favorites are Virtual Riot. I think he's a producing legend. I think he's god tier, as the kids say. Big Millennial. And honestly, It's tough to pick like just a few. I see what you're saying, Evan.
See how I went down that rabbit hole? There's just so many.
Yeah, I mean, and it's tough. Yeah, because like
we can call it good at that. I feel like we could literally sit here and just name honestly, out every artist we know.
Yeah, and Gorgon City. I'm a huge Gorgon City fan, but yeah, I can't. You're right. I can't go down that rabbit hole because we'd be here all night.
Because I just forgot that I forgot to mention Deep House as one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's hard to like sit in like 2 minutes and be like, well, what do you like? And when you like literally listen to pretty much anything.
Yeah, so, no, that's true.
I think we have one other member on the podcast. Where is he hiding?
I heard a challenge. I heard that I can't describe what I like in 2 minutes, so I'm about to talk really fast.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding. Uh-oh. My name's Tony. I'm 23. I'm from Houston, Texas. I live in Colorado now. The Big D. I got into electronic music about 3 years ago. I went to shows before that and saw like Flume and Chainsmokers and assorted artists, but I really got into it when I saw Excision's Paradox 2017 tour. And then that brings me to my top five artists because I can narrow it down to three. So we go from Millennium number one, then we go to Bass Nectar number two, we go to Zed's Dead number three, we go to Excision. Nice. Not 100% for every single one of his songs, but more just who the dude is, what he represents, and how long he's been around, and how he promotes, you know, the like he plays people's songs that are way smaller than him and then like ends up bringing them on tour in like a year or two. I think that's just super cool. And then number five, oh crap, I forgot Porter Robinson. This is way too hard.
Yeah.
I would say Porter's number four. And then Excision's five. The five is like a revolving door of who I'm feeling. But I like a lot of melodic dubstep. I'll listen to just about anything but hard style. But it's melodic dubstep. And then we got, you know, just good old dubstep. And then probably like some funky house.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was going to say, we forgot to mention how we kind of got into this scene.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question for you boys. So whoever wants to go first, we can go in alphabetical order if we want. So Connor can go first. What about the electronic music scene or concerts or, you know, this whole shebang was like, oh, this is my shit.
Well, I was going to first say, I like how you said that Excision going to the Paradox tour was what did it for you, because I feel like, and myself included, but the most like the cliche answer is like, oh, I saw like Zed in like on and his like that album with Beautiful Now on it, and I was like, oh, that was it, which is exactly what it was for me. But I like how you were like, no, the fucking Paradox tour, dude, I saw those that fucking production and I was like, this is it.
Oh yeah.
So I am the cliche answer. I went to the Zed's that tour with for the album with Beautiful Now on it. I can't think of the name of it. Something Colors. But that was really the first ever electronic show I'd ever been to. True Colors, yeah. Yep. I went to that tour, his stop in Toronto, and honestly was blown away. Because where I grew up, and honestly even still now, electronic music just was never a thing. Like, it just was never popular. It was all unfortunately country music and some hip-hop.
Shout out Wagon
recently,
Wheel.
But even when shout out Wagon Wheel. But yeah, when I was growing up and was like in high school and stuff, it just was never a thing. But that was around the time when Avicii was making like Levels and all that was going on, so it was starting to get bigger, so I'd obviously heard of it. But then I went to school and some of my friends at that early at school were listening to a lot of electronic music and ended up going to that Zed show in Toronto and was just blown away. Because it's not so much the reason anymore. I mean, obviously nothing beats a show, but at that time it was like incredible to me. Like that Zed show was like unbelievable. I had never seen like a show with that much energy, like from the actual music to like the crowd and like even like all the production and everything like that. Like just, I don't know, it's a very cliche answer, but it's just like the community and the specifically like the energy and the music and the shows. You just, like, honestly, I don't think you get that in any other genre of music outside of electronic music. So that's what did it for me. It was Zed. It probably wouldn't be Zed anymore. No offense, but no offense to Zed, but
I'm sure
that's what got me into it. He will be. All right.
All right.
Alphabetical order. That's Evan's up.
Yeah, that was good, Connor.
Thanks, Evan.
I will say I appreciate the community aspect of it, even though it's cliche. I feel like it's true for probably a lot of people, because like you said, it doesn't really happen anywhere else. But for me personally, my first show that I went to was Dylan Francis and Bro Safari at a Life in Color show, which
that just sounds like 2015 or even or before that.
Wow. No, it was 2015. Yeah.
So. Dylan Francis owned 2015.
He really did. So did Life in Color.
Yes, they are.
No, so before that, I listened to a couple, like I was dipping my toes in the water, to say, in electronic music. I just met up with some new friends in college that were also kind of discovering electronic music at the same time. So it worked out really well that we all were kind of going down the rabbit hole at the same time together. Mm-hmm. So that was neat. It was raining, I remember, for that Life in Color, and it was really freaking cold. But the paint was then also very cold. But I just remember like being there, like looking up at the rain, feeling very good, and just kind of feeling the rain and the atmosphere and everyone. Like you said, Connor, like it's a whole different experience if you've never experienced it before. It's kind of in a league of its own. It's very eye-opening. But then after that, I went to a couple of shows at the local venue. I went to Mizzou. Shout out Mizzou. So I went to the Blue Note. Shout out Blue Note in Columbia.
Yep.
Shout out Columbia. I went to a few shows. I remember seeing Alice in Wonderland at the small venue of like 1,000 people, which was cool. I think Borgore was also one of them. And then after that, though, was Dance Fest 2015, which is a music festival in Kansas City. Back then it was actually in Kansas City. Now it's like in Kansas, but back then it was at the riverfront in Kansas City, the Berkeley Riverfront, I believe. And that was my first festival. And we went with all of our friends that were just also discovering music of that kind. And that was the catalyst to where I am now, I would say.
Yeah.
Bass Nectar was there. So my first festival, I got Bass Nectar. And he played Frog Song, and I did not appreciate it at the time. I didn't understand what was happening.
Ribbit.
Yeah. So that was definitely the turning point. I remember just kind of, you know, walking around and being in the crowd and experiencing all at once.
Vibing.
Oh, like you said,
yeah,
Connor, like the production and the crowd and the music kind of all together creating, I'm going to throw up, creating this experience that's one of a kind.
it's so honestly true. There's a reason why it's cliche, though. I mean, it's true. They're really, yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, just literally nothing beats going to shows.
Yeah. And festivals especially.
Especially,
I will say camping festivals are
just... Camping festivals are great, except I just don't like camping.
Yeah, you gotta like camping. You don't necessarily have to like camping, but
I don't mind camping. I just don't like waking up in my sweat.
Yeah, that's...
And having to pay for a shower.
Yeah, so I will say that's my intro.
And that's Evan Bean for you.
Tony, how about you?
So yeah, now we have Tony. Let us know. I know you kind of already touched on it.
How did I? Well, so to not digress into filthy past lives, let's just say I didn't have a ton of friends after a couple years out of high school, and college was rough. And then this girl that I went to high school with was like, hey, you want to come to this concert with me? And I was like, I don't know. I don't care. Like, are people doing drugs? Because at that point I was like, no drugs. And now I'm like, just weed. And
Good answer.
I went and people were hopping around. And so I know I said Excision Paradox earlier, but let's just say I like when saw said canceled artist first and I was like, damn, this is loud. And then I was like, you know what, this is cool. But I went with people and I didn't really know them that well. And then Excision came around like a month later for spring break and I couldn't really do anything because I was just like chilling with my parents and not a lot of good stuff was going on. Like my dad was sick. Like I didn't have any friends really. So I was supposed to go with this kid from my community college to Excision. He fell asleep. So I was like sitting there. My mom was out of town and I was like, I'm just going to go like by myself. I was like, I was by myself at the other show. Like, why do I care? So I went to Excision and I like was like basically direct middle where I have ended up being hundreds of times since. And I basically just like took off my shirt and raged. And I was like, holy crap. Like, I feel so much better. And it was also the same time as Ultra going on. So, or Ultra 2017. So I like got lost finding my car in downtown Houston. I was like, don't even like, I was like by myself, but I was like so happy. And I was like, I'm going to fail a drug test because I feel so high right now. And I get in the car, turn on Sirius XM in my mom's car and Bro Safari set on Ultra was like streaming. I thought it, I listened to it like the whole hour drive home and I was like, this is the greatest thing I have ever heard. And then like now when I go back and listen to it, the opinion may have changed a little bit. But just that night waking up the next day, I was like, holy crap. Like I didn't like have to like get messed up. Like I didn't even have to be with anyone. Yep. And like, I was like having the time of my life. So now I'm here. And I still kind of go to things by myself, but now people want to come with me because I've made friends.
Huh?
Yeah. Every time.
That was a touching story. I will say I've never been to a show solo. Ooh.
Really?
I'm too much of a little bitch.
Every time I go to a show solo, it's always like at least an hour away. Like I went and saw G Jones alone. I'm not a big G Jones guy. My friend was supposed to go. He just like didn't come with me. I was like, I'm just going to go. I saw him. I was like front row. I left early because I was like, eh.
Oh,
I know it does.
It's okay.
It's okay. I've seen Greg like eight times, and I've grown to respect it a lot. I just favorite artist is Illenium. You really expect me to vibe out at a G Jones show? Come on.
It's a fair point. Fair point.
It's not a fair point.
No, it's not at all. But
I mean, not fair. But I know. I can.
You can't
I
like every. You can't like every artist. It's fine. You can still respect them.
That's true. Love his visuals, that's though. True. His visuals, I want like all over my body.
It's his whole. Yeah, I fucking love G Jones, EPROM. They're like the darker side of Flume, almost with like their.
That's a good way of putting it. I never really thought about it like that.
No, yeah.
Like they're different genres, but like their sound design is top notch.
Yeah. I agree. I see what you're saying. That's an interesting way. I never really thought to look at it like that, but it's a good point.
There you go. Change your perspective, boy. Oof, can we edit that part out?
That's going right in the teaser video. Yes, that's going to be perfect. All right, fellas. So we got a special guest next episode.
Really?
Yeah. Who is it?
He's hot off the BTSM tour, fresh off of a new release called Fragile Violence. You guys have any guesses after those two hints?
Is it Jaws?
I'm drawing a blank.
That was a good one. That was a good one, Evan. That's why you make the big bucks on this show. Yeah, we got blank next episode.
Wait, like blank with an E?
Yes.
Pronounced Blanky.
It's not Blanky.
Yeah, we got Blanky next episode. He was awesome. He did like an hour and a half interview with us. We talk about past projects. We talk about
Japan.
Future projects.
Japan, future projects. A lot about future projects, including news.
There you
some
go.
Some news.
News, we'll say news.
About
news stuff.
Some new stuff possibly coming.
You think that's why they call it news? Because it's new stuff?
Probably.
Oh.
That's probably where it started from.
Wow.
But yeah, he was awesome. I'm super happy with how it came out. And that'll be coming out on Thursday.
On Thursday? This Thursday?
This Thursday, that's right.
Oh my God, hold on. Let me tell my mom.
Write it down.
Wait,
put it in your calendar.
What about the next Thursday after that?
Well, the next Thursday after that, there's going to be another episode. What? It probably won't have Blank on it, unfortunately.
What about the Thursday after that?
Probably, definitely still another episode.
So you're saying it's every Thursday that we have an episode?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the plan. We're going to do every Thursday, new episode. They won't all have Blank on them. I won't hold it against you if you don't want to come back, but I'm asking that you please do.
I'll come back.
Please. I'll be here.
Awesome.
Cool.
And on that note, thanks for tuning into the first episode of Electric Talk.
Thank you very much.
Evan, say thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Join in next time when we talk about music.